hands way up high. In fact, the hands right near the top of his helmet as Evan Graney waits. 2-0. Low and out of the zone for ball three. 3-0 on Graney with Quincy Fender waiting on deck. Inside, behind the hitter, goes to the backstop, and that will be a wild pitch, and a run will score. So the Cards get on the board, make it 6-1. Advancing the third is Carson Rice, a walk to Evan Graney. And now Boulder will have their coach come out and have a word at the mound with Trey Granquist. So for the first time today, the Boulder right-hander finding some trouble and see whether or not he's going to stay in the game. The entire infield D is going to come. And I think we may get a, well, let's wait and see. Right now the conversation is continuing. See whether or not Granquist continues, but right now this looks like a conversation, the entire infield D around the pitcher's mound. And Granquist will stay on. So next stepping to the plate will be Quincy Fender for the Cardinals. I think Granquist has to be coming close to 100 pitches as well in this game. Of course, in WIAA baseball, 100-pitch limit for the pitchers. You can finish off a batter when you reach that 100 pitches. Fender is 0 for 2. He has struck out twice. Here's Granquist's pitch. Catches the inside corner for strike one called. So one run in for Newman. Runners on the corners, one out. 6-1 is the score. Boulder with the lead as we play the top half of inning number six. There's a ground ball up the middle. And it is past the second baseman into center field. A run will score. Very awkward-looking play by the second baseman. I suppose it'll have to go down as a single, and an RBI for Fender is coming in as Rice, and it's now 6-2. So now, runners on first and second, one out for Owen Reeves, the center fielder. Four consecutive batters have reached base for Newman. There's a little roller back towards the pitcher. Granquist will pick. Just one play. He'll flip the first in time. The two runners will each advance 90 feet. 1-3 on the putout to get Reeves. And that will leave it up to Carter Sirwanka, the Newman left fielder. Well, base hit now. Pull the Cards to within two. 6-2 is the score here in the top of the sixth. So a critical at-bat right now for Newman's hopes of trying to come from behind. Granquist fires. Swing and a miss. Went up and out of the zone for that one was Carter Sirwanka. And it's nothing and one. Off of third base, Evan Graney. Off of second base, Quincy Fender. Big lead by Fender at second. So if he, with that kind of, he's almost halfway to second base. Here's the pitch. Catches the top of the zone on a fastball, and it's nothing and two. But by the time that he takes his lead, Quincy Fender is almost halfway between second and third base. Now he notices the shortstop, so we'll shorten that lead just a little bit. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Goes off the mid of the catcher. Picked up. Throw to first in time, and that will do it for the Cards in the sixth. Newman gets on the board, scores two runs. Two runs on a pair of base hits and two runners left on base. End of 5.5. It is Boulder 6, Newman Catholic 2. This is Cardinal Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes back again from Boulder, where the Boulder Panthers lead the Newman Catholic Cardinals by a score of 6-2. Bottom half of inning number six. It will be the bottom third of the order for Boulder. Starting things off will be Gage Wanta, followed by Colton Lenoble and Robert Inman. So again, 7, 8, and 9 hitters. Quick reminder, again, once we're done here, we will have more high school athletic action. Division 4 softball regional final. Marathon at Pacelli. Tom Weaver down in Plover for that one. A game that aired on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app. And we will have that one for you immediately following this one here on WXCO. So now Gage Wanta, who is 0-2. He has struck out and flown out, will step in. Noah Martin on the hill for the Cards. Pitches up and out of the zone on a fastball for ball one. Putting down the fingers and setting the target is Stephen Clement, 1-0. That'll be fouled straight back over the screen and out of play. Even things up at 1-1. Right-handed batter, all righties in this game. Fastball in at the knees, strike two. Winner of this game will play on Tuesday of next week against either number 3-seeded Florence or number 14-seeded White Lake. Fastball on the inside corner for strike three called. So Wanta goes down for the second time in the game on strikes. He's now 0-3. One out, and that will bring up Colton Lenoble, the right fielder. Pitches up and in. Backing away from it is Lenoble, and that's ball one. But Florence and White Lake today playing in Florence. Also today, number 7 Niagara hosting number 10 Northland Lutheran. Number 4 Three Lakes Phelps home against 13th seeded Pembine Goodman. And there's a swing and a pop-up right field side. Coming in, making the call, and not able to bring it in is Gulo. He will chase it down, heading to second base on the play will be Colton Lenoble. Getting there was Gulo, but couldn't bring it in, so a runner on second, one out now for the Panthers, and that will bring up the second baseman, Robert Inman. Inman walked and scored a run in the third and then struck out in the fourth. Right-handed batter waits, runner off second, here's the pitch. Fastball on the outer portion of the plate for strike one called. No balls and one strike on Inman. Hands up near the right ear hole as he waits. 0-1, down into the dirt, bounces away to the backstop. Runner will advance 90 feet to third base. So a wild pitch. And a runner on third with just one out. Boulder looking for a little insurance with a 4-run lead, 6-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Swing and a miss. Ball and two strikes. Inman stays in the box, waiting for the pitcher to get set. Noah Martin has the sign and the target. And the pitch just missing, trying to frame it was Clement. Does not get the call, and the count evens up at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Runner takes a short lead off at third base.
2-2. There's a pop-up on the infield, and it will be on foul territory. Head first dive by Clement. Got a mitt on it, but just couldn't bring it in. Little, not a high pop-up, a very low pop-up, going down about 30 feet down the first base line in foul territory was Clement, and then made the head first dive, reaching out that catcher's mitt, almost able to make a terrific play. But we'll do it again at 2-2. Here is the pitch. There's a looping liner, snagged at short by Rice, and it'll throw back to third, and back in head first is Lenoble. So a line drive that Rice was able to snake for out number two. Back to the top of the order now for the Panthers, and Logan Windorski, the catcher. Windorski has walked twice, he has scored twice, and he's also struck out. And the pitch misses up high, taken for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Stephen Clement behind the dish, puts down the fingers and sets the target. Again, short lead at third. 1-0. Misses outside, and that's ball two. 2-0 on Mason Kopak, the shortstop in the on-deck circle for Bowler. Two-oh pitch. There's a fastball in at the knees, outer portion for strike one called. Two balls and one strike. Mentioned that Theona Wabino is at Elko today, also Wasaki at Gresham, all part of this bracket in Division 4. 2-1. Up and in, and that's taken for ball three. Three balls and a strike on Mason Kopak. Two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. There's a flare off to the right field side, out of play, and the count runs full, 3-2. Full count with two outs. Trying to strand that runner at third is Noah Martin. The Cardinal right-hander leans in, working out of the stretch. He's ready. Here's the payoff pitch. Gets down low, and it scoots away from the catcher. Runner will break from third, and sliding in headfirst safely is Lenoble. And then the throw got, oh, and now rounding first, heading to second. And safe at second, as never stopping was Windorski as he took ball four. And he's now at second base, but a wild pitch allows Lenoble to score, make it 7-2. Tossing the ball to the pitcher was Clement, and Martin did not realize that Windorski had not stopped, and he then turned and fired to the bag. It was a close play, but sliding in safely was Windorski. So runner on second, again with two outs for shortstop Mason Kopak. Kopak has walked a pair of times, scored once, and also popped up. Runner leads off second. Here's the pitch. Fastball just misses the outside corner for ball one. One oh pitch. Drops down low, and that's ball two. 2-0 on Kopak with Blake Brunner, the first baseman, waiting on deck for Bowler. Four runs in the third, two in the fifth, one in the sixth for Bowler, two in the top of the sixth for Newman. 7-2. Inside corner taken for a strike. Two balls and a strike on Kopak. Again, a rather short lead at second base by Logan Windorski. Pitch misses off the outside corner. And the count goes to 3-1. 3-1 on Kopak. Martin stepped off for a moment. Now looks in for the sign. Sets at the chest. Kicks. Deals. Misses the outside corner, and that's ball four. So a walk to Kopak brings up Brunner, with runners on first and second. Blake Brunner
has grounded out, walked, and grounded out. Actually, he walked, he struck out, and then he grounded out. Pitch is in the dirt. Nice backhanded stab made by Clement. Saves a wild pitch. Ball one. But Brunner, in the third inning, as part of that four-run outburst, he struck out, but he reached base on a wild pitch. Runners take their leads. Now stepping off and looking towards second, but holding on to it is Noah Martin. Trying to get out of this frame with no further damage is Martin. The righty kicks and deals. That's right down the middle, taken for a strike. One ball and one strike on Brunner. Want to end it right here with Trey Granquist on deck. He has swung the bat exceptionally well for Bowler in the number four spot. 1-1 pitch. Fastball, outer portion of the plate, taken for strike two. Ball and two strikes on Brunner. A lot of dust on this infield. Dry afternoon. As I said earlier, completely dirt infield. We don't see that as much in the baseball world. There's a fly ball center field. Coming in is Owen Reeves. He is under it, and he'll make the grab for out number three. One run in the frame for the Bowler Panthers on no base hits. There was an error, and two runners left on base. Heading to the seventh, last chance for the Cards as they trail by a score of 7-2. This is Newman Catholic High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Top half of inning number seven, Cardinals coming to the plate, trailing by a score of 7-2. It will be the 8, 9, and 1 hitters for Newman Catholic, Mateo Romano, Talon Gulo, and then Noah Martin, as Trey Granquist still on the hill here for the Panthers. He has gone the distance. He has struck out a dozen batters here today. Actually, he has struck out 13 batters. I lost count there. Yeah, that last strikeout in the sixth inning was number 13 for Trey Granquist. And obviously, I don't have his pitch number or his pitch count right now, but with all those strikeouts, that does add up. But at the same time, he's thrown a lot of strikes. He is somebody that has come in, jumped ahead of the hitter, so not a lot of deep counts in this game. He has not walked anybody in this game. He has hit three batters. Here's the rock, the kick, and the pitch.
Fastball on the outside corner for strike one called. Mateo Romano was hit by a pitch in the third, and then he struck out in the fifth. The right-hander rocks, kicks, fires. Swing and a miss. Still got a lot on that fastball as Granquist up in the count, nothing and two. Continues to be very calm here in Boulder. The flag is limp in deep center field. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Another K for Trey Granquist. 14 strikeouts in the game. Next up will be the number 9 hitter, right fielder Talon Gulo. Up and in, and ducking out of the way of that one is Talon, and it's ball one. Working out the windup, as he has much of the afternoon, is Trey Granquist. 1-0 pitch. Fastball getting the outside corner, evens things up at 1-1. Right-handed batter waits. Granquist has the sign, has the target, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. A tad tardy on that cut was Gulo, and it's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Granquist fires. Check swing, but he holds up. Count evens up at 2-2. The big right-hander, again, peeking behind that blue glove. Kind of an aqua blue glove. 2-2. Misses up and out of the strike zone. And the count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Full count on Gulo. Top of the order, waiting on deck for the Cards. The right-hander is ready. He's gone into the very unusual lane with nobody on base. Pitch. Three call. That's the first time to date with nobody on base go away from the windup and actually go into the stretch. And it worked on that 3-2 pitch. And now the Cards down to their final out of the 2025 campaign. Top of the order and Noah Martin. Martin had a double back in the third inning. He is 1-for-3. Granquist fires. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Strikeouts for the right-hander. Has the target. Back into the windup. He rocks, kicks, fires. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Nothing and two. Stepping out for a moment is Martin. Now back in. Windorski sets the target. Granquist is ready. And the 0-2 pitch. Misses away. Ball and two strikes. Stephen Clement would hit next for the Cardinals. Noah Martin trying to keep this inning, this game, and this season alive for Newman. One-two pitch. Misses a little bit low, and the count evens up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Trey Granquist trying to finish up a gem here today for Boulder. And the pitch. There's a pop over the backstop and out of play. Staying alive is Martin at 2-2. Granquist has 15 strikeouts, looking for number 16 to wrap it up. 7-2 lead for Boulder. Top of the seventh inning. Granquist is ready. Out of the wind, fires. Misses away, and the count runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taking a moment behind the mound, and now towing again is Granquist.
peeking behind the mitt. Has the target. Here's the payoff pitch. Line drive into center field for a base hit. So Noah Martin keeps it alive for the Cards with a hard hit single, his second hit of the game. And that will bring up Stephen Clement, the Cardinal catcher. Stephen had a base hit and scored a run in the sixth. He is 1-for-3. Also scored a run. Right-handed batter will settle in. Here's the pitch. It'll be followed straight back to the screen. Strike one. Right-handed batter. Back into the stretch with a runner on base is Granquist. Sets at the belt. Kicks and deals. Foul tip, and now back again to the last strike of the Cardinals. No balls and two strikes. Runner, short lead at first. Granquist takes a peek, now looks at his catcher. The righty sets, fires. Swing and a miss, strikeout number 16 as Granquist wraps it up for Bowler, 7-2 over the Cardinals. So season comes to an end for New McCaffick. Bowler advances to play on Tuesday against either Florence or White Lake in a regional semifinal. 7-2. Bowler over the Cards. We'll come back and wrap this one up coming up next. This is New McCaffick High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO.
So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, a boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying, or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing summer fun. Motorcycles, ATVs, campers, motorhomes, and convertibles too. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender today. CCU can set you up with great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. Summer's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water, on the road, or off the road camping or ATVing. Stop in, call, or apply online at ccuwausau.com for your great rate. Whatever floats summer fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. This has been Newman Catholic High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Newman Catholic Sports has been brought to you by Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, the Clover Belt Credit Union. Thanks for joining us for Newman Catholic High School Sports on your home for the Cardinals, 98.9 WXCO. It's time for Marathon High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Part City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's time now for Red Raider Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
And good afternoon from Plover. Welcome to Red Raider Tournament Softball on 98.9 WXCO. I'm Tom Weaver this afternoon with you as it's a Division IV girls regional final between the Marathon Red Raiders and the Pacelli Cardinals. Both these teams on a roll a bit. Pacelli rolling through the last couple of seasons, as a matter of fact, 24-1, 12-0 out of the Central Wisconsin South, while the Red Raiders come in 14-8 and 4-6 the Marrowood South after finishing in fourth place there. Raiders got off to a roll on Tuesday, beating Edgar in 5 innings, 10-0, Allison Pajaski. 5 innings pitch, gave up one hit and struck out 14 and hit a walk-off 3-run homer in the fifth inning to get the 10-0 lead for Marathon. An impressive hitting afternoon for the Raiders as Brinley Stenzel led off with a home run. Danica Staus also a solo home run in the first inning. And then in the third, Staus with a 2-RBI double and Miley Helke a 3-run homer. And the Raiders 10 runs on 9 hits with 1 left on base as the Raiders steamrolled things through. For the Pacelli Cardinals, they beat Nisita 12-1 in 6 innings as they got the win there. This team has been rolling their 12th straight win on the season. Their only loss back on May the 16th, 3-2 against DC Everest. That snapped a 32-game winning streak for the back-to-back Division V state champion Cardinals. They do carry a 44-game Central Wisconsin South winning streak through the regular season, 7 straight conference titles. Their last Central Wisconsin Conference loss back in 2022, 12 state appearances and 5 state titles, including the back-to-backs in Division V for Ann Molsky and the Cardinals. So that will be a good matchup here this afternoon, as these two teams set to battle here. A team that I went back as far as I could. I went back 10 games. Pacelli has won 10 in a row against the Red Raiders, including many of them in the WIAA tournament, including back in 2019, sectional semifinal. Pacelli a 9-8 win. Back-to-back years, Pacelli a 13-2 win before that. They played some regular season games before that, but again, 10-0 in their last 10 games here between these two teams. Busy afternoon at the Wyatt Complex, where up on the pavilion here and to our left, we have the Cardinals and Red Raiders, and Stevens Point taking on Menominee in their Division I regional final as well. So a busy day afternoon. Good crowd has come down here from Marathon, and we are set to get things going here this afternoon. On the Raiders side of the bracket, all 4 games decided by the 10-run rule. As we mentioned, Pacelli a 12-1 win in 6 innings. The Raiders 10-0 in 5 innings. Auburndale beat Partyville 10-0 in 6 innings. Assumption beat Marcusson 10-0 in 5 innings. So the winner of this game gets Auburndale or Assumption, and that game would be on Tuesday, June 3rd. On the other side of the bracket, the 1-seed Melrose Mindoro, they won in 5 innings. They're taking on the 5-seed Luther, who beat Cashton 2-1. And it is the 3-seed Augusta taking on Aliva Strum. Sectional championship game next Thursday at 5 o'clock, that game to be played at Nisida. Here's our starting lineups this afternoon. First of all, for the Stevens Point Pacelli Cardinals, leading off is the third baseman, Maddie Pionik. Batting second in center field is Katie Ilka. Batting third is the catcher, Kaylin Yenter. Batting fourth and at second base is Amelia Martini. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Ava Tess. Batting sixth in right field is Caden Nelson. Batting seventh in left field is Ella Van Order. Batting eighth in is the pitcher, Peyton Mansell. And batting ninth is the first baseman, Jaden Stroik. It is Ann Molsky in her 21st season for the Cardinals, won her 400th career game at Pacelli earlier this year. We'll duck out here for the national anthem, come back, tell you about the Raiders starting lineup, and get things going. Marathon and Pacelli here on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back here in Plover, Tom Weaver on 98.9 WXCO. Raiders set to go here against the Pacelli Cardinals. Again, two games going on once here. One national anthem for both games. Well-coordinated effort here, and we are set to go. Here's how Paul Fredrickson will line up, same as he did Tuesday. Leading off the right fielder, Brindley Stenzel. Batting second is the shortstop, Maven Schneider. Batting third, the catcher, Danica Staus. Batting fourth is the first baseman, Danica Poshik. Batting fifth and at third base is Ripley Skripchak. Batting sixth is the pitcher, Allison Pajaski. Batting seventh and in center field is Miley Halke. Batting eighth and in left field is Regan Martin. And batting ninth at second base is Caden Sapinski. Head coach Paul Fredrickson for the Raiders in his seventh season and Molsky in her 21st season for the Cardinals. And, boy, it is Peyton Mansell getting the start on the mound here tonight. or this afternoon. Start number 17, 15-1 in the season. She's given up just three runs, just one earned run on the season, and has struck out 178. So we will see how things go. And we are ready to go here as Brindley Stensel steps in. And this regional final set to go. Mansell looks in, kicks and fires, and in there for a strike. Beautiful facility here at the Wyack Complex, Spud Field. I remember it from my days down here as the old Royal Wood Sports Center. They've added some more fields here. Swung on and missed by Brindley Stensel as Mansell quickly ahead, nothing and two to the leadoff hitter here for the Red Raiders. Stensel comes in hitting 357 for the Red Raiders. And Mansell in there and a called third strike, just getting the inside corner for the first out of the afternoon, as it'll be the shortstop Maven Schneider. Schneider, the right-handed hitting shortstop in for the Raider. Chuck Baldeschreiter coaching third here. Caught a stray either ball or bat in the warm-up here. Had some, he tended to, but he's all right. Paul Fredrickson at first. And Mansell quickly in there with another strike. Mansell, the right-hander, toes the rubber, kicks and fires, swung on and missed, strike two. Jaden Zroik at first, Amelia Martini at second, Ava Tess at short, Maddie Pionic at third for Pacelli. And here's the windup and the pitch. And in there for another called third strike, back-to-back looking strikeouts here for the Raiders. And just like that, two up, two down for Marathon. So it will be the catcher, Danica Staus. Mansell kicks, swung on and missed. And boy, she is throwing some gas here for the Cardinals for the right-hander. Again, almost an obnoxious pitching line here with 180 strikeouts on the season for Peyton Mansell. Here's Mansell, kicks, fires, swung on and missed for strike two. Nothing and two. Peyton Mansell so far, eight pitches, eight strikes. And we'll be set to work here to Danica Staus. Now they'll look, kicks, fires, fouled off. All right, Staus got a piece of it that time. We will see. So, Cardinals. And Staus digs back in. Here is the 0-2 pitch with two outs. Now steps off. Now she's ready to go. Kicks and fires, swung on and missed, strike three. That'll do it. Three up, three down for the Raiders. Through one half inning of play. Marathon nothing. Pacelli coming up on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials proudly recognizes Military Appreciation Month. To those who have served our country, we thank you for your courage and sacrifice. Since 1946, County Materials has manufactured concrete construction and landscape products that are used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. We're growing and looking for career-driven people to join our team. Veterans and service members contribute many skills that are valued in manufacturing and are encouraged to apply. Find a career that suits you at workatcounty.com.
Parts City!
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City!
All right, back here in Plover, let's see if Allison Pajaski can keep pace with Peyton Mansell for the Red Raiders. Maddie Pionic, Katie Ilka, and Kaylin Yenter will bat here for the Cardinals in the bottom half of inning number one. Pajaski, very impressive in the regional semifinal win. Just one hit and 14 strikeouts against Edgar. So set to go here as the Raiders will gather around. And Matty Pionic will lead off here for the Cardinals. Pacelli is a team hitting .482 on the season. As Pionic, the leadoff hitter, in, and here is Pajaski. Kicks and fires. And that misses for ball one. Pajaski had good velocity on Tuesday and really stayed around the plate. Did a nice job there. And here's the next offering. That misses for ball two. 2-0 the count here to the leadoff hitter, Matty Pionic. Here's the windup and the pitch. That's in there for a strike. 2-1 the count. Reading a couple stories about the Cardinals are very patient at the plate. So Pajaski have to do her best here. Now kicks and fires and fouled off. Getting a piece of it there, Pionic. And that'll even the count at 2-2. 2-2 the count to the leadoff hitter here for the Cardinals in the bottom half of inning number one. Here's the windup of the pitch, lifted right side of the infield, ranging over, and it is the first baseman, Danica Poshik, makes the catch. Little confusion there with Caden Sapinski, but was able to make the catch. So it'll bring up the center fielder, Katie Ilka. Ilka takes a look at strike one from Allison Pajaski. Pajaski, right-hander, kicks and fires again. Lace toward the second baseman. Sapinski up with it, over, and gets away from Poshik, the first baseman. Arounding first and all the way to second will go Ilka. As, boy, the throw got there to Poshik just as the runner came, and not quite a collision, but enough to throw it off. So they'll record that as a single and an error, would be my guess. So runner aboard at second now with one out. And that will bring up Kalen Yenter, the catcher, who quickly looks at strike one. 0-1 the count. And the windup and the pitch misses outside. That'll even the count at 1-1. You might got to think that base runners could be a premium here this afternoon, so we'll see. As both pitchers working quickly, Pajaski in there for a strike. 1-2 the count now to the number three hitter. And fouled off into the screen is the next offering, so we'll stay at 1-2. I say throw air on the first baseman on that initial play there. Off the top of the glove and close quarters here. All right, here's the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Offering at it, strike three, yes. So first strikeout of the afternoon for Allison Pajaski as Yenter tried to hold her swing but couldn't. So, two outs now with a runner aboard at second, and that'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Amelia Martini. Martini at second base, hitting .671 on the season here. All right, here's the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed on a healthy cut. Pajaski, good ball there. Ahead, nothing and one. So Martini, a junior, fairly young squad here for Ann Molsky. Wind up in there for a strike. And ahead, quickly, Allison Pajaski here, nothing in two. And here's Pajaski, wind up and pitch, misses outside for a ball. So 1-2 the count here to Amelia Martini. As Pajaski trying to get out of it, has a runner in scoring position here. With two outs, here's the windup and the pitch. Fouled off into the fence, so it'll stay 1-2. Again, Cardinals only loss on May 16th against DC Everest, back-to-back Division 5, I believe, part of the performance-based bump-up that they'll get. And here's the windup and the pitch lifted. Left field, here is Regan Martin coming in. Actually, the center fielder, Miley Helke, will make the catch, and that will do it. So the Cardinals get a runner aboard via the air. No runs, no hits, one air, one left. One complete from Plover. We're scoreless here on 98.9 WXCO.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
When you bank with People's State Bank, you're never alone when it comes to your finances. In fact, in a recent survey, customers said our bankers were helpful, flexible, and willing to work with their situation more than any other response. So if you're going it alone with your bank, we invite you to join our community and experience what it's like with People's State Bank on your side. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Danica Poshuk will lead off here. Top of the second for the Red Raiders. As Peyton Mansell kicks and fires, missing for ball one. That's her first ball of the game. Perfect first inning with three strikeouts for Peyton Mansell. Mansell. Now the 1-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike. So 1-1 the count. Danica Poshuk, Ripley Skripchak, Allison Pajaski for the Red Raiders as they bat here in the top of the second inning. Here's the windup and the pitch, missing high for ball two. I like to try to get a couple runners aboard here. Make something happen. Raiders last in the sectional back in 2022. Here's the windup and the pitch, fouled off the hands of Danica Poshuk. So that'll even the count here at 2-2. 2-2 the count to the Red Raider first baseman. Here's the windup and the pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Poshuk cut at a high fastball there. Fourth strikeout of the afternoon for Peyton Mansell and his many batters. And that will bring up the third baseman, Ripley Skripchak. Skripchak kicks, fires, fouls that one off. Skripchak on Tuesday. As the same lineup for Paul Fredrickson here. Said if it worked Tuesday, it should work again. Here's the windup and the pitch. Missing low for a ball. 2-0 the count here now for Ripley Skripchak. Skripchak batting 167 in the Merriwood South games and missing inside for ball three. So 3-0 the count here to Skripchak, the number two hitter, here in the second. Skripchak digs back in. Peyton Mansell kicks and fires and in there for a strike. So 3-1 the count. Look at the gaudy statistics here. She's only walked 11 batters on the season. So here's Mansell, kicks and fires, swung on and missed for a strike. So we'll go to a full count here after going 3-0, back-to-back strikes. With one out here in the bottom of the second. Mansell, ready to work again. Now she kicks and fires and swung on and missed strike three. Five batters, five strikeouts here. Good healthy cut there by Skripchak. And that'll bring up the pitcher, Allison Pajaski. Pajaski on Tuesday, a three-run homer in the fifth to get the 10-run rule. We'll try to help her cause here now with two outs. And she looks at ball one. One ball, no strikes with two outs here in the top of the second. And Mansell's next offering in there for a strike. Pretty good breeze picking up here at times here, blowing in from straight from right field. We'll see. Raiders absolutely crushed their home runs on Tuesday. Swung on and missed for strike two. Another healthy cut there. Brindley Stenzel, Danica Staus in the first inning. Miley Helke in the third, and then Allison Pajaski in the fifth, all well hit. All right, here's the windup and the pitch, and that misses. So 2-2 the count. 2-2 with two outs. As the Red Raiders are batting here in the top of the second inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Inside missing for ball three. So full count now. 3-2 the count with two outs. As the Raiders trying to get a runner aboard here for the first time this afternoon. Windup and the pitch swung on and missed. Six up, six down for the Raiders. One and a half complete. Marathon, nothing. Pacelli, nothing as well. Here on 98.9 WXCO.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint at gmail.com. At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
All right, Allison Pajaski set to work here in inning number two. Ava Tess, Caden Nelson, elevan order for Pacelli in a scoreless game. Raiders did surrender a base runner on an error in the first inning, but Pajaski getting out of it. As the Raiders set things up defensively here. Ava Tess leading off for the Cardinals.